Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We were here with Robert Barnes during the break talking about the January 6th committee chairman, Benny Thompson, saying anybody that declares the 5th a criminal. And he goes on to say, we know they're criminals. So you have the judge, he's declared it a court, saying the people I'm trying are criminals. They're his political enemies. And if they declare the 5th, they're even more criminal. I mean, this is like a cartoon or something. This is ridiculous.
And as you noted, he has a personal conflict of interest because he has a personal suit against the president concerning the events of January 6th. And, of course, he's also getting completely wrong. Like, everything he said in there about somehow it's illicit for the states to contest the Electoral College. No, it's not.
That's in the damn Constitution.
Absolutely. It's designed to be that way. The states get to make those determinations. The states are supposed to be able to sue one another to resolve it. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court just decided to take a nap rather than do their job. But that doesn't change what their constitutional rights were. Not only that, vice presidents, before Pence decided to take a walk and not do anything about it like the Supreme Court did, both John Adams and Thomas Jefferson had made decisions about contested issues concerning Electoral College disputes and controversy. So the idea that telling the vice president he had that power, he had that authority, was actually not only constitutionally correct, it was historically accurate. And no less of authorities as John Adams and Thomas Jefferson exercised that authority. So his statements about what you can and can't argue for, what you can and can't do, what power the states do or do not have, all of that is false. Not only that, all of these January 6th claims, for the most part, are based on a made-up application of the obstruction statute. Because here's the other dangerous place they're going. They're saying if you do anything that in my mind makes it more difficult for me to do my job as a congressman, I can now send you to prison for 20 years. Because that's their assertion.
And that's why they're setting up police departments. No, they're announcing their power and exercising it. Like you said, the old Mexican saying, constitutions are made of paper, but my knife is made out of steel.
Exactly. And it was the reason why the many great rights in the Mexican Constitution that have been dead letter law from the time they were put on the Constitution parchment itself. So all of it is dangerous because this is just power grab after power grab after power grab after power grab. And they're trying it in place after place after place.
So we're going the way that every other great republic fell. Can we save ourselves or are we just going to be worse than Mexico in 5 years?
It's going to require ordinary people continue to do it, to fight in the courts of law, fight in the court of public opinion. And that pushback is what they didn't expect. They have never lost this many vaccine cases ever. In fact, they had the whether it was a state government, federal government, whether it was private enterprise, had never lost a vaccine mandate case at this scale in history. And now they've lost more in 2 months than they'd lost in the 200 years prior.
Well, that's the good news we'll talk about when we come back in a few minutes. But, yeah, they're fine. I mean, I'm not lauding the courts because I've been before the rigged ones. But, I mean, why are so many courts saying no to this? Just because it's on its face of fraud?
Because it's so broad, and two reasons. One reason is it's so the power they're asserting and usurping is so extraordinary, so excessive. So
the courts are a little greedy about their power?
Exactly, and they're not willing to let them go that far. The other is the court of public opinion. This is credit to the court of public opinion. So federal court judges may not be are by definition out of touch. But they're not so far out of touch that they don't see what Tucker Carlson says, and they don't see what is broadly within conservative media. And because so many people have fought back, that led to governors and state legislatures fighting back.
So a consensus is forming.
Exactly. And people on the right now recognize that vaccine mandates are a bad idea, that all these pandemic politics was a bad idea, and consequently they're getting on the right side, and they're only doing that. I mean, like, take DeSantis. Where was he 10 months ago, right? He could have been there early. But they're responding to the court of public opinion. They're not
same thing with Abbott.
Exactly. Abbott could have been there right away. The Texas Attorney General, Paxton, could have been there right away. A lot of these people were slow to the party, but it's good that they're finally at the party. But they're only at the party because of the willingness and readiness of ordinary people to fight back in the court of public opinion so assertively and so aggressively. That the court of public opinion is more self-educated and more self-informed than it's been at any time in American history since the revolutionary era itself.
What are we going to hit when we come back? There's so much to hit.
Oh, I think there's a wide range of it. I think there should be more fight backs on this January 6th committee. I think more lawyers should look at not only contesting it on Fifth Amendment grounds, not only contesting it on executive or presidential privilege grounds, but look at challenging the committee itself. Look at challenging whether the committee even has constitutional authority to issue subpoenas. Fight back everywhere, every place.
And if it's acting as a court, what about the Seventh Amendment? We'll be right back.
We have launched the most important sale of the year. Because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body, and it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
This summer, I created a paid-for pro video account on Vimeo, exclusively for ReeseReport.com. On October 23rd of this year, they deleted my video, Pfizer Adds Dangerous Drug to Children's COVID Vaccines, even though they did, and I merely showed their own documents. 6 days later, they deleted Major Government Report Proves COVID Vaccines Are Bioweapons, even though it's an actual government report. I then received notice that my account is under review. I replied by telling them the two videos are not false, and I show all the documents. They replied by informing me that they explicitly follow the recommendations of the CDC and the World Health Organization. I suppose taking down our PayPal and URLs are next. But for now, you can still support my work at ReeseReport.com and InfoWars at SaveInfoWars.com. Still reporting for InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
So, I asked Reese at the beginning of the show when I learned that he got his account deleted because he put out a important piece exposing that this Omicron is not as deadly as they say and it's total hype. They said in the email to him, your video is deleted. We may delete your account because the WHO says, there it is right there. You violate the Centers for Disease Control and WHO. Look at that on screen right there. So the news isn't that InfoWars got censored. The news isn't that Greg Reese got censored. We always think about ourselves, like, how did this affect me? Well, I just got censored. No, they just said the UN is in charge. And the American Heart Association cannot come out and say, remember, folks, there is an increased risk of heart attacks and stroke and myocarditis, as is in the insert, so be sure you know. They work for the system. They're like, hey, we're giving you the public posting that you better look out, even though they know you're not going to read it. And the system's like, we're going to censor you when they're part of the system. I mean, this is the system eating itself.
Well, especially given that you're legally obligated, both the sponsor and the advertiser under the law, to disclose all the risk factors and to disclose, and you're supposed to highlight the risks. In fact, you're supposed to do a fair and balanced reporting.
So does Twitter make itself a party now to these suits by censoring the American Heart Association?
Potentially.
What jury wouldn't find them liable of censoring the American Heart Association?
I mean, potentially, yes. In fact, I mean, all of this is unprecedented, uncharted territory because they've never done anything like this before. They've never, you haven't had a situation where they actually have targeted children for advertising. That basically is prohibited most places around the
world.
Even
covert advertising that had to pay billions
Remember Joe Camel?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the whole goal was that those things not happen to people, particularly really young. You know, 3, 4, 5, 6 year old. Absolutely. That's 3 year olds. You're targeting 3 year olds to get accustomed to the idea the government comes and knocks on their door and puts something in them, whether their parent is there or not, because that's part of the reason why.
This is the very definition of authoritarian.
And not only that, it is by everybody's admission. If they're honest towards children, they would recognize that COVID is less risky than the ordinary flu to people under the age of 12, and that the vaccine poses its greatest risk because it's a gene therapy, not really a vaccine, poses its greatest risk to people of that age group because it's long tail risk. You have the short tail risk, which we're all witnessing, but the greatest risk of a gene therapy is its long tail risk because we have no idea what it can do.
Cancer and liver failure. Exactly. So how big is this then? I mean, what is the tail? I agree. We've already seen up front this is really bad. What's the tail look like?
Because at some level, we don't know of what. Will the vaccine itself require a bunch of therapeutic treatment and other medical invasive treatment? And
yeah, they got a backstory built in.
Exactly. I mean, most likely that's going to be the impact. And because the greatest.
Well, we know. Oh, sorry, you don't have an immune system anymore. We've got to give you immune therapies constantly.
Yes. And there's more and more evidence coming out about the risk of what this spike does. And any of this, mRNA drugs have mostly failed throughout history. Now we're doing it on a massive scale that we have never tried any drug in history. No drug has been instituted at this level across this global size population on an experimental, unapproved basis, because no biologic licensed drug is available as a COVID-19 vaccine in the United States. That's still clear, even though they're playing the bait and switch game, where the FDA says, well, you know, yeah, we did a bait and switch, but it's up to the government or the mandating agency whether it's actually mandated or not. And then the Defense Department says, well, oh, we're only mandating it because the FDA said it's really the biologic.
But even Reuters last week's like, what in the world? That was even the headline. Why are you not going to let us see the Pfizer documents? We get them, mass death.
Exactly, because they've just assumed that the various lies and deceptions and misrepresentation that were exposed by my whistleblower, somehow that the whistleblower can't really be accurate, or it was just a one-off, or it was just that one place. What she exposed was systematic problems at the very core to the structure.
And that even says that in the CDC documents and FDA documents, which you said months ago, but now it's out, confirming what you said. They filtered most of the stuff out. So that's what your whistleblower is saying.
Right, exactly. I mean, what she identified is that these risks were systemic risks, and that these problems were systematic problems, structural problems in the way they were doing this various COVID vaccine testing. So scary, so frightening, so terrifying that she came forward after nearly 20 years in this industry knowing it would ruin her career, knowing you have no chance the moment you go public and expose malfeasance and misconduct in Big Pharma. You have no future in Big Pharma. You have to take special security measurements when you go public about them. And yet she did so anyway. Why? Because it was so egregious, so severe, so substantial. And she knew it was across the entire clinical testing structure. And that's what the high-ranking people admitted. They said, we can't do anything about this because we would have to shut them all down if we actually honored basic scientific safety measures.
So system-wide corruption.
Absolutely. That means if you can't trust it, and if the FDA's response to seeing that evidence was to cover it up rather than expose it, then how can we have confidence in any clinical test concerning anything related to this vaccine? We can't. And why do they need 55 years to disclose documents that they said they fully reviewed? They said that they went through in detail, that they substantiated it, that these clinical trials met high levels of standards of efficacy and safety, that they could say with authority that this drug, this Pfizer drug, was so safe they could actually give it a biologic license, even though it's not being produced yet. Well, if they could do that, and they did that within a couple of weeks, why is it taking them 55 years to even disclose what it is they looked at? I mean, that exposes that they themselves know that if anybody else looks at the underlying data, looks at the underlying information, they're going to come to the conclusion that this gene therapy does not meet the standard of safety and efficacy they would want for their loved one or their child. And that's why they want to keep it hushed up.
And then we've got the backdrop of the same globalist corporate UN combine of systems. Everything we've seen in Australia is now coming here. Everything we see in Germany coming here. Germany saying martial law, unvaccinated, lockdown, forced injections start February 1st. I mean, this is biblical level stuff, Robert.
I mean, you know, it's not a surprise that it's Germany. I mean, they want to put people in camps again. So the, I mean,
the hell's up with that? I mean, I'm part German, but what's wrong with the German government?
They just can't help themselves. You know, it's like the Dr. Strangelove character. You know, they're just trying to keep that arm.
Mein Führer!
Exactly, trying to keep that arm down. But they're so instinctive for it. I think it's the ultimate power grab. They've been wanting it for a long time. The election of Trump and Brexit was a scare factor that let them think that they might never be able to assert it. So they're rushing to assert it, even on the least plausible evidentiary grounds, the least justifiable legal grounds, and the least credible moral grounds. And so what they did not expect, though, was that there would be such pushback in the court of public opinion that they're at major risk in the courts of law now because of the blowback in the court of public opinion. That's what's letting judges take a look at the actual evidence. And when you look at the actual evidence, it doesn't support it. The same reason they have to hide the evidence.
Look at this footage of Germany them beating the hell out of people to go outside at night.
I mean, and they're chasing people down. In Australia, they're chasing people down for leaving the little camps. I mean,
in fact, I never got to that yesterday. I've got a bunch of articles where the leftist media says there aren't camps in Australia. When they see people waking up, oh, it's trending. Oh, it's not happening, Americans.
Well, Claire Lehman, of Quillette, who's supposed to be on the right, has been coming up with 100 excuses why the camps aren't really camps, and if they're scary, but they're not too scary. I mean, it's a reality. What we said a year ago was going to happen is happening. And the only thing that stops it is ordinary people fighting.
And then a bunch of bikini babes are Stockholm syndroming out and working with the camp guards, so now they're allowed to be free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Just stand up and expose us and say he was misled, and if Trump would just do it, everybody would line up behind him right now to stop this globalist takeover. And this globalist attempt to take over civilization using fear would be turned against them, and a new golden age would begin. But I guess humans have to go through hell first, don't they? Robert Barnes, look, I don't blame Trump. I don't blame Senator Paul, but I know Paul, as a doctor, advised him, yeah, go with the vaccine. Let's get things open. They couldn't imagine that Big Pharma would actually put a fraud out and actually create an ongoing crisis. Now, many Republicans get that. Many patriots get that. But how do we get Trump, how do we get Senator Paul and Cruz and others to really get on the offense and say, we were misled, this vaccine isn't a vaccine, it hurts people? That's how we defeat the globalists. Plus, it would make them fabulously popular.
Well, if you look at just what federal judges themselves are saying, I mean, these are very conservative, establishment-oriented people. And the federal judge after federal judge, the Fifth Circuit said it, the federal court in Louisiana said it, federal court in Missouri said it, federal courts have also said it in other contexts. But they've just said within the last week that you look at the evidence, this vaccine does not stop transmission of the virus. That is now part of official court proceedings. That's not any kind of just claim being made. That is a admission being made by the CDC, an admission being made by the Biden administration, an admission being made by the OSHA administration, all of the government actors themselves acknowledging and admitting in actual judicial proceedings that, in fact, this vaccine does not work as a vaccine. It doesn't inoculate. It doesn't prevent transmission. It doesn't, in fact, apparently even reduce transmission.
It's a fraudulent product that was forced on us. We should be on the offense calling for their political heads.
It's the old version of confession through projection, which is you go back and look at early February of last year in 2020, and you look at what was being said by the government in March of 2020 and in April 2020. Whenever anybody suggested that something might help against any kind of coronavirus, whether that was vitamin C, vitamin D, getting sun, being healthy, whatever it was, there was all of a sudden government attacks and there was PR attacks and press attacks to such a degree that, you know, Saturday Night Live still has to pretend that Joe Rogan took a horse dewormer, not a drug that was a Nobel Peace Prize award-winning drug for its safety and efficacy for human beings. So it's the same dynamic. They kept saying all these things didn't work. All these things were fraudulent. When all these things did work, all these things did help, what they were doing is they were projecting what they themselves were going to do, which is put out a medical product that doesn't doesn't work, were to put out a medical product that doesn't have safety or efficacy, and a medical product that doesn't serve the purposes it claims to be serving.
But isn't that like, I remember when I was a kid, they'd have investigative reports on 60 Minutes about Sears Auto Parts Store or whatever it was, where the woman goes to get her tires fixed or her carburetor, and they would break it and not fix it and break more things.
Yeah.
Hidden cameras catch this. It's the same thing where they just catch you in this deal and never let you out of it.
Well, it's an old scheme. I mean, the old theory was that, you know, why do we have wars? Why do we have enemies? We need enemies in order to justify wars. Why do you have crime? Why do you create a criminal justice system that creates a permanent criminal class? As Foucault and others pointed out, that's how you create the justification for police. Well, how do you create a police state, permanent police state? You create a constant, continuous health emergency and constant, continuous health crisis.
And once you have the police state in place, it's not the police themselves or the police state. It's the police state. The police are good overall. You can turn the police off to make everybody beg for it, then you get even a bigger police state that you control.
Well, then they're also purging the dissident members of the police and purging the dissident members of the military. I mean, you look at this was a...
It's like panning for gold. They're getting rid of the good people. In this case, you throw the gold away and keep the crap.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the suits that I'm suing Tyson Foods, we filed an amended complaint because Tyson admitted that they're doing all of this in the name as a federal agent, as an officer of the federal government. So my allegation is that means they're liable under the federal laws and liable under the U.S. Constitution. And clearly part of what they're doing is if you wanted to punish your political dissidents, what better way than to impose a vaccine mandate and fire anyone who doesn't go along? You're basically getting to fire all the neos. You're asking all of the people that are willing to take a red pill to raise their hands, and you can purge them from the government, purge them even from high-level private employment.
Exactly. It's all a plan. And then society further collapses because you fired most of the good workers. I look at the footage out of Austria and Germany of the checkpoints, the martial law, and barbed wire, and it just doesn't seem real.
I mean, it's insane. I mean, literal detention camps. That they're
to protect you from a virus.
Exactly.
That they created in Wuhan.
That cannot be controlled in the way they're trying to control. I mean, it's extreme.
All the studies are out. The lockdowns and the PC, all of it does nothing.
Every time,
except control us.
Every time they've had to go to court on any of these things, whether it's masks. I mean,
and they all wear these clown outfits. Like, if I dress up like the devil, could I hop around and be the devil? No. Might as well be wearing red pajamas. They wear these little medical clown outfits, then they can engage in these behaviors. This is all a Milgram experiment.
Absolutely. I mean, when you see those kids inside, like, plastic bubbles trying to do their, you know, part of a choir or a band, and they're inside this live plastic bubble, I mean, it's insanity. I mean, it's like one of those South Park movie episodes where they did that movie where they had both people, like, or it was a Naked Gun. Maybe it was one of the Naked Guns where they're all in, like, a live condom is the entire covers the whole body. I mean, it's saying you have people out there walking around like that. I mean, and like this
when
is
when all
normal.
The evidence is us being together makes us have better immunity.
Absolutely. And in general, our humanity is the best of humanity. And yet it's taught people to not interact, not interface, not be around family.
Oh, I hike all over Austin. And still, it'll be 7 a.m., middle of nowhere, and I'm going down some 20-foot wide path, and a man or woman will, like, get up against the bushes like this.
Yeah,
because they're so scared.
Completely. I mean, they've diluted the mind to such a degree of insanity and paranoia that people are willing to take experimental drug after drug after drug injected into their body that could change their body structure forever because they're so terrified. Willing to wear double and triple and quadruple masks while running outdoors. I mean, this is insane.
This is the social contract being broken.
Absolutely.
How do we reconnect the social contract? When we come back, I'm going to show you the Australian FEMA camps, folks. We haven't gotten to this yet. It's all breaking. We're going to break it in a few minutes, I'm saying.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, how far do you think they can push this?
Oh, I mean, they're going to keep going until people push back. I mean, they're going to see how much people push back. I mean, the only thing that has stopped this or restrained this at all is public pushback. We would look like Australia and Canada and Germany combined.
Exactly. Everywhere where people give in, you see the same program.
Absolutely. And it's only where people push back. People push back in Russia. Russia decides they're not going to do a vaccine mandate. People push back in large parts of Eastern Europe, whether it's immigration or whether it's vaccines or whether it's COVID policy or whether it's lockdowns, and they don't see those policies.
Pushback is freedom. Pushback is life. You would think Russia is not part of the New World Order. They claim they're not, but they went along with a lot of it.
They did. I mean, what it shows was Bill Gates understood he could co-opt the public health authorities, that he could run public health policy without having any
control. That's how you run a real coup.
Absolutely.
You've got to put your own politician in this room of the CIA. The Russians will arrest him. But if it's the medical system, well...
You just do what Hoover did, and you just do it to every public health authority from the local level to the international level. And that's how Gates was able to co-opt it and dictate...
And it also entices countries, oh, use this tyranny, we're not going to attack you.
It's not like he hid it. I mean, he did an entire, the whole COVID panopticon conference that he did just a few months before it was officially released.
Event 201.
Exactly. I mean, he showed the world.
We'll be back. Stay with us. We have launched the most important sale of the year. Because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body, and it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points, and so much more at InfoWarStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
From the front lines of the information war,
It's Alex Jones.
And we are back. We just got word Alex Jones was right with hundreds of thousands of followers on Twitter. I didn't run it. Don't know who runs it. Suspended, but suspended means deleted forever in the Orwellian double thing. More on that coming up. Robert Barnes has a lot of inside baseball. He's so often, almost always right. He says the Supreme Court is set to reverse Roe v. Wade. We'll cover that next segment. So tell your friends and family and others, tune in now. But let's talk about Australia, the beta test for the world. Fifth person this week escapes Australian COVID quarantine camp. 6 months ago, I was covering these camps in Australia, which is the model for the world under the UN directive. People said, oh, it can't be happening. And then new videos came out of people in the camps, and newspapers here said they weren't real, later confirmed to be real, because you're not supposed to know what's coming for you next. Let's go ahead and play a clip here from local News 9 in Australia a few days ago when a few teenagers escaped the camp. Here it is.
Good morning. We start with breaking news at Darwin, where three people have escaped from the Howard Springs COVID quarantine facility. Talia Saab is there for us. Talia, good morning. There's a search underway right now.
Yes, that's right, Davina. Good morning to you. We've been told the trio scaled the fence in the early hours of this morning. Police receiving reports around 4:40 a.m. Now, major police checkpoints have been set up around Howard Springs for the past several hours. As you can see in these pictures, they've been conducting thorough searches in car boots, checking vehicle registrations, cars and buses alike. But in the last half an hour, what we understand is they've actually been dismantled. Exactly why, that hasn't been confirmed. Hopefully good news. We're also not sure yet who these people are connected with, whether it's a repatriation flight or those Aboriginal community members who have been staying here following the Catherine cluster. Davina, what we do know is that this is definitely going to bring this gold standard facility under intense scrutiny. On Sunday, we had a man escape and found on Darwin's party precinct, and this latest situation is only going to put us under the microscope further.
Not good news. Okay, Talia, thank you.
Oh, we're under the microscope and I'm submitting. We had camp escapees. Oh, my God, it's so horrible. Barnes?
That doesn't well, first, that reference to site. You know, they don't want to use the word camp. They don't want to use detention center because they know what all that means. So instead, it's they fled a site. I mean, how do you flee a site?
They didn't
site?
Flee the camp. They didn't. No, it's a site.
Yeah, it's just a site. It's like, how do you flee a site? A site is just a location. I mean, you can't flee a location.
And they're like,
you,
oh, God, we're under scrutiny now. Here's another clip. Here is the young woman, Australian Haley Hodgkin, and the media tried to say this didn't happen. They now confirm it's real. This is inside the camps.
So what's the go?
So this, I'm going to give you a warning, yeah? It's an official warning that you have to stand up and obey the rules while you get, yeah? And that's, we have to go to the rules again. I don't care.
So am I allowed to go to the laundry?
You're allowed to go to the laundry, but you got to wear a mask, yeah?
Yeah, righto.
And you definitely can't go to the fencing right, but you're allowed to go to the laundry, yeah? That's always been the case, yeah?
Right, so if I was sitting just here, which is right near the fence, why are these guys in a cabin that's right near the fence? It makes no sense, does it?
Yeah, but you can't leave your balcony to go to the fence to talk to somebody else. That's what's obvious, yeah?
So if I was at that balcony...
So there has to be lines everywhere drawn, yeah? And one of the lines is you cannot leave your balcony and you cannot go to someone else. Where it makes no sense, where it doesn't seem right to you, that is the line, and that's what the law is there, and that's how it goes, yeah?
The law.
Well, the show direction.
There's a law that says that.
Show direction, yep. There's a show direction, yeah?
And look, he's in his clown outfit, his little priest outfit. Oh, look, I'm wearing a plastic suit.
And likely to have infected people, yeah?
Highly infectious.
Highly infectious when all of us people are negative.
He made it to bio lab.
So far, the risk is still very high, yeah?
Yeah.
While you're here, can we just do that? Otherwise, the next time it's a $5,000 fine. We don't want to do that.
It's a $5,000 fine if what?
If you breach again.
If I walk out onto that path.
Without your mask on, if no reason other than the room.
If I cross that yellow line.
A little flavoring. Stockholm Syndrome, all Milgram experiment, folks. Look up the Milgram experiment.
We could even do that now, but we're giving the warning first. Have a chat with you because... It's a big fine. Rob just did the right thing, yeah?
Rule followers.
I'm not going to fight with you.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight with you.
Yeah.
I just want everybody to do the right thing and unfortunately...
Well, you take all your shots, have cancer, and die.
The ins and outs. It's got nothing to do with me. I'm just...
Nothing to do with me. I'm just enforcing them.
So what did that experience make you think? Like, what
Here's the woman.
Was your feeling about being in that situation with those people in control of your every movement?
Oh, it's horrible. It's a horrible feeling. You feel like you're in prison. You feel like you've done something wrong. It's inhumane what they're doing. Like, you are so small. They just overpower you, and you're literally nothing.
So, Robert, this is the end of freedom. This is domestication. This is North Korea 5.0, 10.0. This is it. This is the takeover.
Well, actually, that was mentioned in the abortion cases of the U.S. Supreme Court, that the only countries that have our laws are North Korea and China on abortion. So, what she said there, I think, was the most revelatory, which was they make you so small. And that's their goal, was to make everybody feel impotent, incapable of making any difference, to feel small, to feel tiny, to feel irrelevant, to feel they could be crushed at any moment. And that's why it's all the small people standing up together that has led to any pushback against this. And it's the only thing that has stopped them from doing this on a broader scale.
And tyrants always have the same song. It's not me. Just do it, please. I'm here. But he's hurting you. He's enslaving. He's like, please just do it. Come on, baby. Come on.
He even admits, he says, the directive, the law. And he puts it in air quotes. In air quotes. He's like, it's whatever the law is today, which might change tomorrow by somebody's whim. I mean, that's what makes it all a joke.
And never, they cooked it up. Oh, they released it. Oh, the vaccine hurts me. Never a discussion of, hey, honey, law, it's the law.
And how is it being outdoors?
The evil Prime Minister of Australia. What a devil worshiper. He's a well-known devil worshiper, by the way, folks.
Well, just walking, a few feet somehow is going to spread the virus. I mean, and this is always the...
This is their martial law takeover plan.
This is the Milgram experiment obviousness of it. In other words, when you're doing things like you go to Costco and you can't get it, but you go to your local store and you can get it...
Only big pharma's open, only big stores are open, everybody else is bad.
You can sing in certain places, but you can't go to church and sing, then magically it spreads. I mean, the woke virus and its magic...
It's all just a giant, insane power grab, because they think they'll never be held accountable.
Well, they did it in live time with the masks. I mean, they first came out and said, you don't need mask. You're an idiot if you think you need mask. And then a week later, you absolutely have to have mask. And just watching people just jump and behave in response.
And look, he says it doesn't have to make sense.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what he says right there. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, it's the law. Those are air quotes. Those are just whatever their new directive is, because it's not an actual law.
I don't want to give me a $5,000 fine. Just wear your mask when you're in your little cage.
Yeah. Exactly. Only walk out.
They're beating up January 6th detainees that weren't violent because they won't wear a mask in their jail cell.
The other thing is, apparently, if you're going to get your clothes laundered, then you can't get COVID. But if it's for some reason other than getting your clothes laundered, then you can get COVID. It's like
you're allowed to go work in the commissary, but you can't leave other than that.
Exactly. I mean, it's doing it in such an obvious way.
It's just seeing what you'll do. It's a corrupt, evil group seeing if you'll put up with it.
It's all about control. It's always been about control. And it's overt at this point. It's open.
Barnes, what's going to happen to all the leftists that think they're supposed to be rulers over this, and they're all learning they're slaves? What's going to happen when they learn they've been betrayed?
Well, then they get to live the real-life experience of a lot of the people that experienced that during the communist rise to power anywhere it took place. Because a lot of them
supported it until they were inside of it.
They're all cheering Fidel until they ended up on the other end of the shooting range. Not on the side of the shooting range that was pulling the trigger. And so they had to wake up to that reality. But what's amazing is history does repeat itself, and history does rhyme, as Mark Twain famously said, and we're just seeing more examples of it. Where it has not rhymed is people have pushed back and people have fought back in the court of public opinion. That's what has changed.
I just want listeners to get, submission is death. I mean, the only hope we've got, it's not like we submit and they're nice to us. We submit and it's over.
Ask Jordan Peterson. That's Jordan Peterson. He took the vaccine, said, hey, just take it, just take the shot. And now he says it was completely the wrong decision because all they did is double down and make it worse. And so even Jordan Peterson recognizes that. If they're going to run roughshod over him, they're not going to run roughshod over everybody else.
And then it's going to be more, more, more. You got to take more, more, more.
Exactly. I mean, look at what happened with everybody who's a union represented in terms of Ford and GM all end up having to back down because a bunch of ordinary workers stood up and said, nah, we're not taking the shot.
That's it. Exercise your power. It's our only hope, and it's pure victory. We'll be back. Final segment of this hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Youngevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jason Burmis is always informative. Known that guy 16 years. Robert Barnes is riding shotgun here on the Alex Jones Show. Big picture, why do authoritarians try this? Why are they doing it? What precipitated this big global corporate move to poison and kill the population? I mean, why would they try such a risky program? Well, it's people that are driven by control, and it's like Mutchinson syndrome as an extension of that, where you are so committed to the idea of control, or you need control psychologically or personally or whatever, or economically.
So it's an OCD neuroses.
Absolutely, that you have to do it, that you can't not do it. In Mutchinson syndrome, they literally kill the person in the name of their control. I mean, they're willing to go that far. They're willing to go to those.
Explain
lengths.
Munchausen and Munchausen by proxy.
Yeah. So effectively what happens is somebody wants to feel needed, and the way they need to feel needed is to have control, and the way they have control is to deliberately make their child sick, so the child is dependent upon them.
So they attack us to be the hero.
Absolutely. To be the person you look at Bill Gates. He's a control freak at heart. It's like it's not he's made plenty of money doing what he's doing, but money is simply a means of control for him. It's not about the money itself. It's about the control that money buys and money purchases. And it's just an extension of it. I mean, you look at this is what ties it into some of the abortion laws. I mean, the abortion laws being at such a level that they can control the population, they can control who is having children. I mean, it was amazing listening to some of the arguments and the oral arguments this week on that, where they kept focusing on how poor women disproportionately utilize abortion services.
And I'm glad you're raising that now. It's really an elite war on the poor classes, spun as for the poor, but. Exactly. You've got the inside baseball. You believe the Supreme Court's about to overturn Roe v. Wade and push it back to the states.
Completely. I mean, the nature of the questions that were asked at that, it was a very extensive oral argument. The nature of the questions asked is clearly that there are at least five, probably six votes to overturn Roe and Casey and to establish that there is not a constitutional right to a second-term abortion pre-viability, that viability never made sense as a legal standard or as a moral standard or as a philosophical standard for determining when the fetus has rights. That traditionally, historically, the fetus has rights as soon as the fetus can feel pain, which is at 6 weeks to 8 weeks, depending on where you're at. And that's where I think they're going to allow the states individually to determine medically and scientifically.
Well, let's hear your prediction. For those that don't know, Roe v. Wade's up there. Democrats are threatening violence. If their sacraments taken away. I mean, this is a historic view. Let's look at every angle of this.
Sure. So Roe was the first one to establish the right to an abortion, but if you look at it, it was not really about the right of bodily autonomy or privacy. Justice Thomas repeatedly asked that question about where the right to an abortion comes from. You look at it historically, it's an extension of eugenics. There, the logic was to allow the doctor to determine what children should be brought into the world and should not be brought into the world.
That's what Governor Northam 4 years ago said. We keep the baby comfortable. The government's not involved. The police aren't involved. The doctor decides.
Exactly. You know, I mean, literally killing the baby after the baby's even born is what he was talking about openly and overtly. And that's, I mean, you have New York, you have other states that have basically passed laws to that effect. I mean, that's what partial birth abortion really is. The baby is born and then they
kill. And isn't it crazy that the baby in Roe v. Wade didn't even die?
Exactly.
We're not supposed to question that.
We're not supposed to question any of the narrative. How many that you look at this, that they're disproportionately targeting poor and minority women, not for their benefit, but in order to control and limit certain populations from having children in this country. That was explained to me by one of the top Planned Parenthood officials when I was a young student at Yale over about a quarter century ago. And it was nice to see the court say that there is no grounds to keep these prior precedents. Roe was bad law. Roe just established the right of a doctor to dictate an abortion if he wanted to. That never made sense. And Casey, all what Casey said is that there is no right of the government, any local or state government, to limit abortion even in cases of fetal pain, even in cases where there's brain activity, even in cases where the baby has a fully formed heart and body.
And again, I'm not even judging women that thought it wasn't a baby and had an abortion. The point is that this is done from Margaret Sanger and the Rockefellers and eugenics that created Hitler. I mean, this is about turning humans into a commodity, and now we see where we are.
And it's making sure poor people don't have too, quote-unquote, too many kids. And in particular, making sure poor minorities don't have, quote, too many kids. I mean,
but how many poor people that had 6, 7, 8 kids that one or two of them turned out to be, you know, virtuosos. I mean,
there's very few people that have had an abortion that don't ultimately end up regretting it, more so than the women who decide to go ahead and have the baby end up regretting having the baby. So all that information, that medical literature, scientific literature, they don't want out there. And you have people like Joy Behar acting like a pro-life movement is driven by men. It's not. The pro-life movement is driven by women. It's overwhelmingly mothers.
Why do you think record numbers in the last decade of young people are now anti-abortion?
Because
despite all the propaganda, they just get it wrong.
Respect for life. I mean, I think you look at a culture that degrades life to such a degree that it celebrates abortion, where you have people on TikTok celebrating the number of abortions they had. And I think the ordinary person is horrified to see that because ultimately it's a degree.
Like, even if you do it, you don't make a joke out of it.
No, exactly. I mean, the people that sort of understood people in crisis and in certain circumstances and could be empathetic with some.
Yeah, we're not even judging people that got confused, got it. We're just saying the worship of it is sick.
Absolutely.
I remember Gloria Steinem like 10 years ago wearing a shirt saying, I love abortion. I killed my baby.
Because it's the degradation of human life at the end of the day.
And the new thing to do is like, you bet it was a human and I killed it. I'm in charge.
Exactly. I mean,
very arrogant statement.
I mean, it goes back to the Roman days and the Roman Empire. You took, you know, I mean, they literally took babies out and bashed their heads on the ground. I mean, so those ways of not, once you don't recognize and respect life, that's going to go into other areas of law, other areas of society, other areas of civilization.
Well, it's the opposite of liberal.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Fascistic. It's
very fascistic. It's eugenics. I mean, all of abortion in America legally has been rooted in the eugenics movement going all the way back. And so that's when, once you understand that and you hear those arguments about how, oh, we better keep abortion around because look at all the poor women that are going to have kids. That's really the subtext of the message of the oral argument that the pro-abortion side was making this week. And that's a very disturbing and unsettling side. And it's the very people, it's the same people arguing for forced vaccinations or saying, you have bodily autonomy to allow you to take another life? No, what's consistent with their belief structure is they believe in eugenics and both forced vaccination.
They want control over you.
Exactly.
Kill the baby, take the shot.
Correct. And that's why they target the same populations for this. So it's disproportionately targeting disadvantaged populations. And they even advocated for that openly. But I think the U.S. Supreme Court, there's at least five justices to completely overturn it. I think there's six. I think Roberts doesn't want to be in the dissent. So you're going to see six justices say Roe is no longer the law of the land. Casey's no longer the law of the land. There is no constitutional right to an abortion, and the states have a right to regulate it and restrict it as they see fit.
When does that happen, do you think?
I think that happens sometime in the summer. It may happen by spring, but sometime for sure in the summer, because the three liberal justices were basically begging for the magic of stare decisis to save them, and it was clear it's not going to save them. And thankfully, this is where Trump will have lasting effect to his credit. There are a lot of places where his nominees have not stood up, not delivered, like the elections, like vaccine mandates so far. But this is an area where it would be amazing if Trump's nominees were the first ones to actually restore a meaningful right to life in America and a rightful respect of the human life that is the fetal life in America. That would be entirely a credit to him if they do so by summer.
Inflation. Global food prices rise again, hitting world record highs. How does the economics feed into all this? I mean, we're definitely coming to the end of what we've known.
Well, what we need is a new global digital currency. That's where they're going. They're going to say, you know, with the problems we have, we need to stabilize things. We need to be able to collect on revenue. We can't do taxes the way we want to around the world. We need a global digital tax currency such that everything, and ultimately they'll say they probably need to put that global digital currency physically in your body in some form of chip form.
And that's now happening.
They already tried it. Bill Gates has put this all out, tried it in India several years ago. So they're going to continue to do it. There's already talk afoot. They need to come up with a pretext for it. And inflation and other aspects of destabilization of the currency provides the pretext by which they can introduce a global digital currency. And then they can, if your politics have the wrong view, not just shut down your Twitter account, they can shut down your ability to buy groceries, buy rent, get on a plane.
That's the holy grail of control. Speaking of that, ladies and gentlemen, keep us on air. Get great products at the same time. We're fighting so hard for you and ourselves. We're all in this together. InfoWarsStore.com. This Sunday, we have to end the store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, the biggest sale of the year, 40% off vitamin mineral fusion for your immune system and your body. It's back in stock with free shipping and double Patriot points. DNA Force Plus, same thing. Turbo Force, same thing. 40% off, double Patriot points, free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off bodies. Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% humanoid. Nobody else has that. That is so good for inflammation, your body, everything. Give your cells what they need now. DNA Force Plus, 40% off with double Patriot points for shipping. That's all going to end this Monday, so please keep us on the air and get great game-changing products at the same time. All the T-shirts and other apparel are being sold at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Find it all at InfoWarsStore.com, and please keep us on the air. And I want to thank the crew, everybody, for the amazing job that they've done. We've got the new 1776 sweaters in. I forgot those just came in. Made in 1776. I Hate Alex Jones. Come and vax it. It's all there. the new Don't Tread on Me. That's the best looking shirt, I think. Trump won. It's all there. Free American. All of it. InfoWarsStore.com at cost. Stay with us.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.